Whenever you have an injury, there's always concern that the player might not heal, might not be the same player that he was when he comes back. But there's nothing we as coaches can do about it. You know, it's up to the player to get the rehab done, which he's done well. It's up to the training staff to make sure that they do the proper rehab, which they've done well. We move on. We move on and we get another guy ready, another guy to step into that role. And we might ask him to do different things that fit their skill sets better. It might change our offense slightly, tweak it.
Do you rethink your plan now? When you look and, you know, go in the summer and think about it and say, hey, we might, you have to kind of have an ulterior plan just in case he's not there?
It won't be, it would be a small tweak within the offense, whether we just call a play that we would have called to another guy, you know, rather than have Larry be the focal point,
right,
as far as the number one read and the progression. But that would be it. There's not too much that goes into it. If we have him, great, because we know what he can do. If we don't have him, we know what the other guys can do.
Coach, a year ago, people kind of wondered, you know, who the tight end here was going to be. This year, Rome looks like it has, you know, six fairly talented guys. How much difference is there from a year ago?
There's a difference in a number of different areas. I'd say number one would be having a year within the offense under the guys that we had in the room last year. Mm-hmm. Having a year under their belt helps. You know, it helps tremendously as far as not just them understanding what they have, but now they can play freely. You know, they're not worried whether they're doing something right or wrong. So that helps right there. And then, you know, the couple additions of guys, whether it be Jerome Cunningham or Matt Lacoste and Will Ty, it's three more guys that we can plug in, and we are starting to learn what some of them can do. Jerome we've had for over a year. He was just on the practice squad.
Right.
So it changes because we have more.
Right.
And when we have more, we can get more on the field, which means we can ask them to do different things. So that's how it changes.
I think the only one you really haven't addressed specifically is Adrian.
Adrian's made tremendous progress this spring. He's the one who's made the most progress as far as his understanding and grasping of how to get his job done. He could always tell you what his assignment was, but he didn't necessarily know how to go about doing it, or he'd been taught how to do it and then moved on to something else, taught how to do that, and then lost what he had learned. He's made a lot of progress, and it's shown up more this spring than it ever has before. And I'm not just talking about making catches, because he could always make catches or get open on a certain particular route. I'm talking about how to execute when he's working with the tackle on the front side of a zone scheme, and when to come off on the backer and the angle to take and where he should place his hands and how he should pressure his hands and things like that. He's made the most progress in that area. It's good to see, because we need him to come around. You're welcome.
Is it bigger this year?
I think he's about the same size. He fluctuates a little bit.
I think after the Jacksonville game, Coughlin was pretty visibly frustrated about Larry's fumbling problem. He said he was a big guy, should expect to get hit low. And what exactly have you done to fix
well,
that?
Well, there's a number of things that we've done. First of all, it's technique where he was poor. His elbow's away from his body. If the tip's not high and the elbow's away from the body and you bend at the waist, you're leaving yourself very vulnerable to having a helmet placed on the ball and having to pop out. That's number one. So we've had him work on that. The only way we could have him work on it is carrying a ball throughout practice. And if you guys ever saw him, he had a ball in his hands, and I would every now and then in between plays I'd try to hit it and have him have the tip high and have him squeezing it to his chest. That's the proper technique. And then the other part is the focus on it. And that comes from being out there and catching the football more and more and more. He hadn't really done much. So, meaning this, he hadn't had much success in his first couple of years in the NFL. Last year, all of a sudden, he's catching all these footballs, and he hadn't done it much. So it does take some training and some focus. So it's always every time he catches a football, I'm always tip high, tip high, tip high. And that's just to teach him to, every time I get it, I've got to get it in the position that it needs to be in, and focus on it.
So it's sort of like that high school exercise where you have to, like, take care of an egg for a day. Is it similar?
Yes.